Right, should we do it then?
Yeah.
Episode 100, here we go.
Yeah. Okay, enough of this.
Jordan and his friends, okay. And all you judgmentians, following the dream.
It's an absolute disaster.
No, we couldn't hear anything.
It's an... Start again.
No, it wasn't my fault.
He had no sound.
100 episodes in, and this is what I'm working with.
You have to start again.
Yeah, but it's your mixing desk. It's not ours.
Nothing to do with me. Honest to God.
Jordan and his friends and all you judgmentians following the dream.
Hi, mate. Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey.
We made it. Episode 100.
Yeah, we're in.
It's took 10 years off my life, but we've made it. How do you feel? Did you ever think it was going to happen?
No, not really.
100.
Why? A few bumps in the road, but, you know.
But that's what gets you to episode 100, though. You've learnt so much, haven't you?
Yeah. 100, is that millennium? What is it? It's an anniversary, isn't it? It's not a birthday, obviously.
What?
It's a big number.
It's a big number. It's an anniversary, isn't it? Is it 100?
I think the word you're looking for is milestone.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Very good.
Yeah.
Nice one, see?
Yeah. Look at your brainy today.
I went to school.
Yeah, right. You did not. You stood at a lift. You told us you stood at a lift and you didn't have to go into class.
I sat in a lift.
I remember that so well, didn't it?
Should we get the emotional stuff out of the way, then? Because I know you've done a speech. You can't resist a speech, you, can you?
You asked me to.
I did not.
He did. Kevin, I swear, Dan.
No. Do you know what? I'll get the WhatsApp out that says I've made a speech.
You said.
That you sent to me.
Yeah.
You said you were inspired by Winston Churchill.
Yes. Well. I can't believe it. We're finally here. Episode 100. It's taken a while. But we've done it. There's been tantrums, tears, and hair loss. And that's just boss, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting here has meant the world to me, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without my co-host, Kevin from Hyde.
Oh.
Not forgetting my various supporters, including Jenny, Julie and my aunties Dawn and Maureen and my mum and the rest of the family. I just want to thank you all for believing in me and making me realise that this is possible, and I finally got to episode 100, and now this is where the real work begins. Let's go.
Hey! Hey, what's this about work? We have to do some work after this, do we?
Yeah.
This is where it all kicks in.
Yeah.
Lovely little speech, Jordan. And you got loads of messages from lots of people who listen into the podcast and family and friends and all that kind of stuff. Have you got a few of them there, Kevin?
Yeah, we're up for a little selection.
Yeah, go on, why not?
There's one from Vicky, yeah. She says she's not ran the car into anything today. Something like that. But she says, finally, it's the 100th episode, George. Who'd have thought that our meeting with Andrew all that time ago would eventually come to this? And I'm very proud of how far you've come and what you've achieved.
Oh, cheers, mate.
That's nice, isn't it? Dawn Mullaney?
Yep.
Yeah. Go on, who's that? Remind everybody.
My Auntie Dawn.
Your Auntie Dawn.
Yeah.
She's incredibly proud of how far you have come. Each episode gets better and better. And I love the friendship you have with Kevin and Andrew. But I do prefer Kevin a lot more than Andrew.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
that.
That
bit. Kevin is definitely your best fit. No, I've not made this bit up. It says Kevin is definitely your best fit and such a good friend.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
whatever. Hey!
Sophie, 100 episodes and I still don't know what it's about. Well done.
Oh, we're doing a great job then.
She's a knob.
We got a message from Mr. Cluck. If chickens had politics, would they vote for more roads and fewer crossings?
That's you.
Actually,
you couldn't resist it, did you?
Again, Rebecca, huge congratulations on reaching your 100th episode. It's an incredible milestone. You should be really proud of yourself. I love how dedicated you've been to your podcast and your goal of interviewing Amanda Holden. It's very inspiring to see you stick with your dream and keep pushing forward. There you go.
See, look, his bottom lip is going now. Look at
No,
he's got mute on us.
Oh, my God, I've got one more.
No, he won't speak for 5 minutes.
I've got one more. Amazing. This is from Jenny Conway.
Aye.
Amazing to reach your 100th episode, Jordan. Congratulations to you and your team. You've gone strength to strength with new features introduced, as well as the usual chaos that happens when you three are together. Keep on smashing it and following your dream.
Is that why she's calling it chaos?
Yeah.
Well, it is, isn't it?
There you go.
I got a message from the ADHD team as well. You know the podcast that we do?
Yeah.
They also sent a message. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it did say something along the lines of, letting Adam play with your chicken.
No.
Something like that. That's the only bit I remember. So there you are. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not getting involved in any of that.
That sounds weird.
Doesn't it?
There's something wrong with that.
I was in the hospital this morning and I read that and I'm like, what the hell?
Are you sure that message from the ADHD team and not the sexy time
team? No, he put his name on it. So whatever's going on there, keep it amongst yourselves.
Oh, dear. And
preferably keep it out of this studio. Anyway, there you go. So lots of lovely messages. And well done, mate. You've got to episode 100. I know that there are, like you said, there's been a few bumps in the road. This is your confidence, isn't it? Occasionally, it gets a bit mush for you, and you've got no need for that. And the reason I say that is I've recently joined a few Facebook pages where people have started their podcasts.
Yeah.
And believe me, you are way ahead of many of these people on these platforms that are trying to do podcasts. So you should be very proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. I know Kevin is. I know everybody is.
No, I'm not.
Well, you just pretend.
All right, so, yeah, I love you, John.
That's it.
I'm proud of you, mate.
So you're doing really well.
You phone me every day.
That's a wrong number, mate.
Don't you phone him every day when you're in the loo?
No. In the phone flush.
I remember all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've not done that for a while, have we?
No, we're not.
We just phone each other and say, love you.
Give him a
can I play with your chicken?
Will you cut that out?
No.
Sounds weird.
Stop going on about
right,
chicken.
That could be the new catchphrase.
Actually.
Because you've not cracked the last one, have you? You might as well come up with a new catchphrase.
Yeah, don't be doing catchphrases and let's play with our chickens.
I'll work on it.
I don't want to play chicken.
I'm actually quite angry about the joke situation, by the way.
Why?
Because I cracked the code about chicken jokes for you.
Well, you didn't really crack it. I told you to do chicken jokes.
No, you didn't.
And you all resisted. You resisted for ages.
And then he keeps nicking chicken jokes now.
His last chicken joke was a good one. Very modern.
Yeah. It was.
Very with it.
What was it?
Probably we shouldn't go back on it. At the moment, it was funny, but let's not dwell on it.
I know what it was.
Slightly controversial, but funny.
Tell us what you've been doing this week, George.
I've been watching. I say I'm going to do this, and then I don't end up doing it, but this time I did it. I watched a film.
Oh, yes.
And it was absolutely brilliant.
This is our private movie club we started, haven't we? Because Andrew doesn't want to join in.
No.
I did get an invite, but I rejected
You said
it.
No.
I said no.
You just said no.
Not interested in that. I don't have time for that.
So what do we watch, John?
We watched a film, I swear.
Yeah. We got a couple of blankets, some candles, and we snuggled up on the sofa.
And your chickens.
Yeah. Stop it with the chickens.
Kevin, just...
We're building an image for the listener.
It's a really bad image, I can assure you. There were no chickens involved.
No, Kevin, I think we've just got to accept this, pal.
He's fixated, isn't he?
There is a fixation, isn't there, with chickens, with me? Yeah.
Can we go back to the film now?
I don't know why that's come from.
Yeah.
So the film... Jordan?
Yeah.
What we watched, it was, I swear.
Yeah.
Which is the Tourette's thing that was on at the awards recently, wasn't it? It's the same people. Explain to everybody what's it about.
It's about...
some guy swearing, I imagine.
It's about a young boy called Johnny Davidson. Yeah, he's called John Davidson.
No, it's a true story as well.
Yeah. And it just about how he started off with Tourette's, because when he when it in the beginning, nobody knew what Sir X was,
no.
And they thought he was just like, you know, being.
This was in the 80s as well, wasn't it? Yeah, I think early 80s, yeah.
Brilliant soundtrack as well.
Yeah. So, as Jordan says, Andrew, in the early 80s, the kids were suffering from Tourette's.
Yeah.
And he's literally outcast by his family and his friends and his schoolmates because they just think, you know, there's something wrong with you, and they didn't understand it, did they?
No, it didn't have much of an understanding, did they?
No. And the police took it, you know, there was a lot of things going on in his life, but he pushed through it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he's now like, what would you call him? Like a mentor now. And
the word is, I've done this a second time.
Oh, avocado again, is it?
No, it's not an avocado. That's a vegetable. The word is advocate.
Yes. He's like an advocate
for Tourette's.
Yeah. And he's done big, big things, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's brilliant things, yeah.
And so this is the guy who was on stage, was he, at the BAFTAs? And then that whole situation happened as well.
That's the same guy.
Well, there's another movie in that then, isn't there?
So, well,
coming soon.
Oh, the best bit about the film, what did you can swear now, but Bossman will have to beep it. What did he say when he met the Queen? Can you remember?
Yep.
Go on.
He just stood there and he said, "F the Queen!"
At the top of his voice. Let's not do any more spoiler alert, but if anyone's out there, you should watch it. And Andrew, if you want to join our film club.
No, I don't.
We all get on the sofa.
No.
We snuggle up.
There'll be no chicken playing on my sofa.
We got nice blankets.
No.
We dim the lights.
Look, you two seem quite happy. Adam from the ADHD podcast.
We snuggle up, don't we, George?
By all
We'd have nice snuggle, don't we?
Yeah.
Andrew, you're not involved then.
I'm quite happy with that. So what was your review of the movie?
I thought it was genuinely amazing. The fact that it was a true story. And Tourette's is not anything I really understand, you know what I mean? But to watch it and learn something, it was fascinating. Very, very good. Yeah, worth a watch. Would you give it a score?
I was going to say, have we got like scores on the doors?
Yeah.
So out of 5 stars, how many will you give it?
Definitely 5.
Yeah, I'd give it 5 as well. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 5 all round.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yeah, check it out. So, well done there to our new movie club feature that's not allowed and Andrew doesn't want to be involved with.
Yeah.
Which I'm quite happy about. Shall we move on to what's going on with the website? There's lots of changes going on.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your website? Do you remember?
Followthedream.co.uk.
Yeah, you see, you remember. You've got your blog on there.
We got the what now?
Your blog. Do you remember? The one you wrote for me.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
So this will be something fairly regular that you do, because you liked doing stuff for the newspaper, didn't you?
Yeah.
When we worked together at that radio station and newspaper. So this could be dangerous as well. You put in your thoughts into a blog each week.
Yeah.
Or however often you want to.
What could possibly go wrong?
I will invite you into this, but I know what we'll get from you, if I'm honest. But, Jordan, this is for you.
Yeah.
To get your thoughts out there.
Yeah.
To use it to get other people to interact with the show.
I resemble the remarks you made about me then. That's not fair.
No, you don't resemble them. You resent them.
Oh, God's sake.
You need to...
Has he swallowed a dictionary today, John?
Is he hasn't.
He's very intelligent.
He is, yeah.
I am very intelligent.
Well, you're not normally.
Have they fixed your brain damage?
Oh, I won't get me money. Shut up.
Should we move on to the Amanda Holden update?
Shall
we?
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
Oh, I've got to...
Hang on. Where's the music?
Oh! That's my job, isn't it?
Come on, job.
One job.
Hang on.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Go on, then. What have you got for us?
Well, she's pressed a golden buzzer, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
And what does this mean?
No, it means, right, when you press your golden butter...
It's a fast track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we talking Britain's Got Talent again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically, they all get one chance, don't they, to press this buzzer.
Yeah.
Right? But Amanda, why?
Oh, you're not happy?
No.
We need to explain, though. The as Jordan said, you know, you get a golden buzzer, don't you? So yeah. You just fast track someone through to the finals, don't you?
Yeah.
Or was it a semis? I can't remember, whichever it is. So she's golden buzzered a choir of farmers. And there's about 50 of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Why do you need like that?
Because if you...
What did they sing? Did you know the song?
Yes, it was Manchester band, what they called. Oh, it's bugging me now. Can you remember?
I don't know. But
I'll tell you in a minute.
So it didn't make as much of an impact on you two as it did on Amanda.
No, but it's interesting what you say about the song choice. The song choice was everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could have been just stood there in their underpants and they still would have got through because of the song choice. It was, you know, they could have been...
My thing is, with choirs, yeah, great, you can get through. But they're just a choir, but what are they going to do? Like, again?
We'll sing another song, I would have thought.
Yeah, I know, but
do you know what I'd suggest? Chickens.
Oh, God.
Have those squeaky chickens.
Yeah.
No, people have been on and done that.
Have they?
Yeah. There's been someone on that had a load of chickens and they have them all lined up and they squeak them.
Oh, yeah.
Really? How did that one get past me?
they all got buzzed off.
And there's been one with that was doing, I think it was Mr. Methane, actually. It was.
Oh, yeah, he was your favourite, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was making songs out of flatulence.
Is he still going?
I don't know. Is he, Kevin?
What? Mr. Methane?
Yeah, is he?
Yeah. He's not imploded yet or anything like that.
No.
The song, by the way, Andrew, it was Elbow, Manchester band, and it was On a Day Like This. One Day Like This.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, good song.
How did you suddenly know that?
Which is a big tune. How did what?
How did you suddenly know that?
I've got a PA, just leaned over and gave me the information.
No, she's mine.
She's mine now.
Think she's going to win then? Has she wasted her buzzer?
Yeah.
No, you know what? There's a couple of things. It's going to be controversial here.
Yeah.
The fact is, the Farmers' Choir had been put together, by the look of it, by Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, really?
Yes. So Jeremy Clarkson, who's obviously a big advocate, using your word, with Farmers. Right. So I do smell a bit of a fix going on here.
Right. Yeah,
so
I was just going to say, and that's the first thing I thought.
Did you?
Because I didn't know it was something to do with Jeremy Clarkson.
It makes sense because I saw on Amanda Holden's Facebook page.
She's in the pub.
That she went to the pub, didn't she,
with
to
the ball.
Watch it
yeah,
with
yeah,
the ball.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
While they got that buzzer.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, it all sounds like a setup to me.
But you know what? I actually generally had this question for a while ago when we were talking about BGT.
Yeah.
Is that when they select people, Andrew, you'll get this. If you select a solo act that's going to go through all the competition, you've got to pay for that solo act, for hotels and TV coverage and all that. You know, you look after them.
Yeah.
But then you're selecting a choir with 50 people in it. That's a lot of budget to be had.
And that's a lot of hotel rooms.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd think you'd be swayed a bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've got 500 people on the stage, you know, shall we buzz them? It's like, you've got to pull them up, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you know? You not agree, Andrew? No thought. Are you right, mate?
Just right a bit blank there. How many is in it? 50?
Well, yeah, but for the sake of argument.
25 hotel room. No, they've got the money to do that. I've got an Amanda Holden update.
Right.
Something that I've seen on social media.
Yeah.
Now, this might be years old. This might fall flat on its face. But I've got something for you to look at. So this is quite visual for the podcast.
Right.
But if you're listening to us now, go to the Facebook page and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you a picture each of Amanda Holden. Have a look at that picture.
Okay.
So whether this is something that was doing the rounds ages ago or if this is a recent thing, I don't know. But it popped up on my social media pages. Look at Amanda's knees. Who do you see in Amanda's knees?
Do you know what that looks like to me?
Go on.
It looks like that.
It's on the deck.
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
She has a deck on her knees.
There is one knee in particular which people are saying looks like somebody else.
With the glasses. It's got glasses on.
Keir Starmer. I can see Keir Starmer in her legs.
No. Donald Trump.
So I'll send you now a photo
God.
Of what people think her knee looks like.
Pat Butcher. Yes.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You see? Do you see the resemblance?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just to explain to everyone, we're looking at a picture of her knees, and it's like the fold, what would you call it, the creases in her knees and the knobbly bits, look like Pat Butcher. A.K.A., what was she called?
Pam St. Clement,
yeah. Yep. EastEnders.
Yep.
So if you're wondering what we're talking about, go look at the Facebook page, follow the dream, join the group if you're not joined on it, and you'll see it.
Yep.
And it's real. It does look like Pat Butcher.
Yeah. Amazing. Following
the dream. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, something slightly controversial now. I know Kevin's not very happy about this.
No.
The Outer Square returns.
Yep.
But with a new host.
The Outer Square. It's that time of the week again, folks. The Outer Square. And here's your host with the most, Boss Man.
Yay! It's me.
Hang on.
He's got his own sound chat.
Listen.
And his own intro.
No, listen. Right?
Hang on.
I'm the producer, and I thought, you know what we need?
Who made this decision?
We need a new intro.
Listen, I'm gonna stick up for you here, right?
Who, me?
No, of course not.
Oh.
Right?
I'm Amanda Holden.
Do you know when this
I'm afraid
was...
you've been ousted. I'm sorry. Go on, Jordan.
Do you know when this... Rude. This idea, like, circulated.
Right.
Kevin, did he get his own theme tune?
No, I did, no, obviously.
Did he make one?
Right, I'm going to start a petition. Anybody
whilst you do that, we'll play the quiz.
Anybody else there who wants to join my petition to get rid of Boss Man?
Go on, I'll happily go.
I have
Don't
to
you
say,
worry.
My podcast teammates are revolting.
Look, I've even gone to the trouble of getting you a trophy.
I'm not happy.
Whoever wins gets a trophy. Do you want to see your trophy?
Yeah.
Now, I can't show you the actual thing. It's either currently in an Amazon warehouse or it's in China making its way here. Right. I thought it was next day delivery, and it wasn't. So I've got a picture of it, but this is your trophy that you're playing for each week. You like that? And again, if you're listening, we'll put a picture of that with the winner of today's round.
Is that a pig?
On the internet.
It's a picture. It's like a goat, isn't it? Dressed as Elvis or something.
It's a goat, greatest of all time. That's what you'll win each week.
It's not a goat.
Next week, I'm going to start up a rogue podcast, and it's going to have my own quiz on it, all right?
That's all right. Shall we play it then?
Yeah.
So the way this is going to work, we've got some... Now, the reason we're doing it now this way is because Kevin all along has been saying that, Jordan, you really need to get your act together and find out what's going on in the world before you come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? So things like what's in the news...
You got done.
What's in showbiz, anything about broadcast and stuff like that...
Yeah.
Keep an eye on all of that, and it might appear in this quiz.
Yeah.
All right, so there's going to be four questions.
Yeah.
And the last one will be about Amanda Holden. So we'll see just how much you really know about Amanda Holden.
And life in general. So that trophy, by the way.
Yeah.
When we win it, do we just have to keep it for a couple of weeks and then someone else wins it, we pass it back again?
Yeah, you can do. Right, yeah, okay. Absolutely. You can take it home with you, put it on the mantelpiece,
take pictures.
Well,
you can't take it on
Do you know, actually, what I'd like you to do?
What?
Do you know how you're always... If ever you win, Jordan,
yeah.
I want you to take it to all the pubs you go to and take a picture of the award in all the places you go.
I'll just leave it in spoons then for a week.
No, don't leave it. This is coming from China. Don't lose it. Anyway, should we crack on?
Yeah.
So your first round is about what's going on in the news. So you've got four choices to this question.
Yeah.
Which radio presenter recently left their BBC Radio 2 job after 14 years? Was it A, Elaine Page, B, Rylan, C, Liza Tarbuck, or D, Scott Mills? You got 10 seconds to think about it. Was it Elaine Page, Rylan, Liza Tarbuck, or Scott Mills?
So what's your thought? Well, I've got my answer anyway.
Go on.
I say it is Liza Tarbuck because Scott Mills is still there, Rylan's still there, and Elaine Page probably won't ever leave. That's my answer.
I was going to go for the same as Liza Tarbuck.
That's all right. You both got 1 point each.
Yay!
Let's go on to round two. So this is general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get this. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Root.
Was it A, Michelangelo, B, Leonardo da Vinci, C, Raphael, or D, Donatello?
Aren't they all like...
Ninja Turtles, aren't
they? Yeah. Ninja Tail did it.
Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Raphael, or Donatello?
What are you saying, John?
Michelangelo.
I'm going for da Vinci.
A point to Kevin.
Yay.
Question three.
If I get the trophy, you're not getting it back. It's never going to happen.
Another broadcast one. Which radio station is known for playing classical music across the UK? Is it A, Radio 1, B, Radio 5 Live, C, Boom Radio, or D, Radio 3? So Radio 1, 5 Live, Boom Radio, or Radio 3? Classical music. What do you think?
Radio 3, all day.
Radio 3,
all
well.
Day.
Yeah.
A point to each of you. Final round. About Amanda Holden. Let's see how much you know about her. In what year did Amanda Holden join Britain's Got Talent? Was it A, 2005, B, 2007, C, 2009, or D, 2011? So 2005.
No looking at your phone.
Hey,
put your phone away.
Cheating.
No, I was ringing your phone.
Out of order. Are we going to ring your phone? He wants to phone a friend.
This isn't phone a friend. So 2005, 2007, yeah. 2009, or 2011?
What are you going for, mate?
2007.
I'm going for 2011.
2011.
For me, and you said seven, did you?
It was 2007.
Is it?
You got 3 points each, which means I keep the trophy.
That'd have been
That's
fair.
So unfair.
What do you mean it's unfair?
It's not, but I just got it.
You haven't even got the trophy.
No, I've not. No, but I'm going to keep this laminate of the trophy. So there you are, that's the quiz.
So, Jordan, show and tell, we're stopping it now, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is kind of the end of that bit of an era. This comes off the back of a topic we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. Look what I got!
Oh, look at that!
Yeah.
I've got, ladies and gentlemen, a bag of salt and shake. The one with the blue bag in it.
Hey, we've got chocolate cake, we've got crisps. It's proper party, isn't it?
So, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about these nostalgic sort of crisps, weren't we?
Yeah.
So, I was going to try and get you those peanuts, the ones you liked. What were they on about? What were they called?
KP.
Yeah, the salt and vinegar peanuts.
Yeah.
Couldn't find them. But I found salt and shake with the little blue bag.
I'm going to burst your bubble here a little bit.
Go on, why?
Why don't you burst the crisp bag instead?
On the packet it says temporarily with a white sachet. There's no blue sachet bag. In it.
Oh.
What? Can we have a photo of what's just happened in the studio, please? In fact, I'm going to take the bleeding photo. This will be evidence for down the line. This is insane. This is insanity.
I was trying to find the blue bag. Sorry, mate.
Look, that's photo evidence. If you hear from my lawyer... Jesus Christ!
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're finding it funny, Jordan. Is this because you're pissed off with the quiz? No. You think you can just vandalise the office?
Oh, right? You're trying to get the blue back out?
I mean, the question at this point is, are we actually back for episode 101? Who knows at this point? I'll speak to my lawyers.
Yeah, well, Kevin, if we're not back,
hang on. So how you do it?
If we're not back,
so for the purposes of my lawyer, what Kevin was doing there is instead of putting the salt into his bag and shaking, as the name suggests, he's emptied the entire packet of crisps onto my desk and is adding salt to each individual crisp.
Do you want one, love?
This, dear listener, is what I put up with every week of my sodding life.
Yeah, well, that's weird. You're supposed to get the salt bag and then just I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Have you not been listening to anything I said in the last 60 seconds?
Yeah.
Sorry, what were we saying?
Don't worry about it. You just carry on doing what you're doing.
Should you do joke off?
What were we doing about these crisps?
Eating them. They've been gone in a minute.
Right. Okay. You take your time, don't you? I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to video this as well.
Just crack on.
No, I'm going to video this because this is insanity.
What's the problem?
This is total insanity.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't my fault. No, I don't want one.
And now Kevin is forcing crisps into Jordan's face, which are ending up on the floor. And Kevin is still sort of working his way through his little pile. There we go. See, this is the insanity. No. Pure insanity.
Don't know what your problem is. Chicken joke, anyone?
No. Go on then, shall we? We love a good chicken joke. Let's go for it. Are you both ready?
Are you ready, Jordan?
Yeah.
Right, so scores on the doors. Episode 99. Jordan, you got to 32 points. Kevin is slightly ahead of you on 35 points. Jordan, come on. A good chicken joke like the last one will get you to 33 points. What have you got for me?
I don't think it will because it's not a chicken joke. It does involve a bird. Right, a woman is walking past a parrot shop. Is walking past a shop. A pet shop.
Is it a parrot shop? Yeah. Or a shop?
No, a pet shop.
A pet shop. All
so
right.
she walks in because she sees this lovely African grey. Yeah? African grey parrot.
Nice.
And she goes to the shopkeeper. Can I have this parrot? He goes, of course. But just be careful because its last owner owned a brothel. She says, oh.
It might come
out with a few choice words, and she says, "Oh, I'm not bothered about that." So she gets the parrot home, takes the blanket off, and parrot goes, "Oh, a new place." About half an hour later, daughter's come home, and parrot goes, "Oh, new girls." A couple of hours after that. The husband comes in. He goes, "Oh, I've read Keith."
I mean, it took a while to get there, but yeah, we got there.
Yeah, we got there eventually,
right,
didn't we?
Yeah, I like that. Go on, Kevin.
I had another bag of crisps while that was going on. Quick joke for you, Jane Simone. How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Go on.
None. They all sit in the dark and cry.
Jordan, 33 points to 25. Nice joke.
I didn't get yours.
No, you don't need to do. It's just biased now. It's all about, like, take my quiz. Get rid of me on my jokes. Don't laugh at them. Make me explain them. I've had enough.
No, right,
can I just say, we might need a new co-host episode 101. All right? So just bear that in mind. Yeah. And actually, before you both go, Jordan... Because it's episode 100, I've got you a little gift to go with your chocolate cake and your card and things like that.
Right.
Now, if you ever win that trophy and you go to the pub and take photos, with this little gift, I also need you to do the exact same thing.
Right.
All right? So wherever you go today, wherever you go at the weekend, take this item with you.
Oh, you're scaring me now.
Are you ready to see it?
Yes.
bear with me. I have to go under the table.
Oh, God.
God.
He's doing that again.
It's not a chicken.
It's not a... Oh, no.
Close your eyes. Are they firmly closed?
Yep.
Pass that over to him.
He's already peed.
No, I've not peed.
You mean that's all you
had? He can't resist it, can he?
Yeah, but I didn't see anything.
What have you got? What have I got you?
Oh, for f***'s sake.
Jesus!
get your headphones off. Hang on. Take your glasses off. Right. There we go.
So for anybody
I've always
listening,
one of these.
We're not going to tell you what it is I've bought you. You need to go to the Facebook page to find out what we have bought Jordan. Do you know, it actually looks really good on you. Now the crisps are being fed to this, whatever it is that I've bought Jordan. I'm honest to God. Can we go now? Have we had enough?
Hang on.
I can't see. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
And now the party poppers are going off. Right, come on, let's go. I've had enough.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
Oh, dear God. Go to the website, have a look at Facebook, and look out for something very unusual walking around Ashton.
It's stuck.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.